Hello, everybody. Happy Wednesday, and welcome to our daily ritual. I'm Reese Brown, and today we are focusing on the third pillar of coherence, which is the other that manifests as community. I'm going to start by lighting some Palo Santo. And as I do, I invite you to start to deepen your breath. If you are able to do so, and it is safe to do so, I invite you to also close your eyes or soften your vision. Just tune into how you're feeling. How's your mind feel? How's your heart feel? How's your gut feel? Here in a moment, I am going to ask you to take a deep breath with me. And when we do, I want you to make it the deepest breath of the day so far. Whenever you are ready, take that deep breath in and exhale. And now tune in to the collective, to everybody that's joining us across time and space, sharing this breath, sharing our ritual. When you are ready to do so, you may open your eyes or leave them closed if that's more comfortable to you, and allow your breathing to return to a normal pattern. As I begin to shuffle our cards for today, tune back into our theme of the other. Yes, the other does manifest as community, but other also has lots of dimensions. What comes up for you when I say other? Are there times in your life that you have felt othered? That you have done the othering? What is the other within you? As always, this reading is for the collective today. Our card today is the Chariot. It's been a hot second since I've seen this card. Oh, it's so beautiful and fun. Okay, I'll describe for those of you listening, the Chariot shows us, just as you would expect, a beautiful chariot with a town in the background, perhaps two castles on either side, and a bold warrior, a knight perhaps, manning this chariot with two sphinx-like animals on either side of the front. One in all white, one in all black. And the card is just so colorful, and our knight is wearing a star crown kind of adorned on the top of a laurel. On his shoulders are two crescent moons, and he's holding a staff. One thing that I always think is curious about the chariot is whether or not he is leaving for his task or whether he has come home triumphant. The laurel would suggest that he has returned home, but the castles in the background would suggest that he is just now leaving, just now getting started on his quest. I think this kind of tension between leaving and returning is also represented by the black and the white sphinx figures that we see up front. Not everything is black and white. It's a threshold. It's a liminal space between who we are and who we could be, who we were and who we have become. And this card is a message to keep going, whichever direction that is, whether we're getting started on our journey or we are returning. We're either gearing up or setting the gear down to get ready for another round, whatever it is. In our relationship with the other, with community, it's a never-ending cycle of finding out who we are, how that puzzle piece that we bring can change and shift the grand picture, but also how we can continue to be better and better serve the world around us. And I think the world continually needs different things. Our community continually needs different things. What can you bring to it today? As we move into our mantra for the day, inspired by the chariot and our theme of the other that manifests as community, our mantra is going to be, I keep moving forward. Okay, in a moment, I'm going to ask you to take another deep breath with me, and on the exhale, we will repeat our mantra, I keep moving forward. Whenever you're ready, take that inhale and exhale, I keep moving forward. You are an unstoppable force, and community is an unstoppable force. How can we take up arms to embolden one another to keep moving forward? Our practice today is going to be to stand in a doorway and reflect on that feeling of what it feels like to be in a liminal space. Brownie points if you do it between indoors and outdoors, but any doorway will work. And just stand right at the threshold and see what comes up. Just notice. Liminal spaces always have a funny way of bringing paradox to the forefront of our minds. And I think that remembering where we came from is so integral for moving forward. But moving forward is oftentimes necessary to have the hindsight and gratitude for where we came from. Holding the tension of the reality of the human experience is part of what makes the mystery so interesting, so magical. So give it a try. And let me know what you think in the comments down below. Thank you so much for being here, and share this daily ritual with someone who would enjoy it or maybe needs this reminder today. And I am so very much looking forward to seeing you all tomorrow. Until then, love. Our Daily Ritual is a podcast by the Cohere Collective that helps you build coherence and purpose into your daily routine. Wherever you are getting this podcast, please give us a subscribe, hit the like button, leave us a 5-star review or rating, leave us a comment on Apple Podcasts or Spotify or on YouTube, answering these questions, letting us know what you think. These are all of the best ways to show your support for our daily ritual and the Cohere Collective. If you want more from the Cohere Collective, you can head on over to www.thecoherecollective.com to check out our other content and all of our offerings over there. A big thank you to Podington Bear for our daily ritual's theme music, and I hope you all feel like you are living more coherently. Until next time, love.